from newstalkzb.co.nz, it's the Mike Hosking Breakfast with BNZ.
G'day there, and welcome to the rewrap for Friday. All the best bits from the Mike Hosking Breakfast on News Talk ZB in a sillier package. I am Glenn ZB, and this morning we will mark the week because, as I've said, it's Friday. That's what we do. What are the Warriors' chances as they open their season this weekend? The latest out of the Dyson Innovation Factory, you know, where they make vacuum cleaners. And is it Rodeo or Rodeo? Whatever it is, Mike has some thoughts on that. But before any of that, he also has some thoughts on the Fairfax Me Too arrangement.
So, you ring the hotline and you dob pervs them. Their crack squad of journalists will investigate and bring to justice those who richly deserve to be outed, shamed, and presumably destroyed. Cool. They cite the Russell McVeigh case as a reason for this venture into campaigning journalism, forgetting, of course, that the Russell McVeigh case was, in fact, dealt with the old-fashioned way, by the police. The university rang the police commissioner, Mike Bush, told him something was up. He did what police do. The point being, we don't need a newspaper company pretending to be cops as well as judges and jurors, because apart from anything, a lot of the Me Too campaign is not about illegal activity, serious sexual assault, things that end up in court. It's about hearsay, rumour, innuendo, scuttlebutt, sleaze, gossip. It's about alleged pinched bums, wolf whistles and tacky one-liners. Not that any of those things are remotely acceptable, but they're not crimes and they're not front page news. Ryan Seacrest is this week's example, one of many. Lewd conduct alleged. Blanket denial issued. Investigation held. Nothing found. Fairfax going to be all over that in the local version, are they? And to what end? And one of the bigger reasons to worry is these days, sadly, journalists aren't up to much. Not only are they not cops, they're not even good at detail. Having been on the receiving end of a bit of reportage over the years myself, I can tell you how sloppy most of it is. And this is just the puff piece stuff. What if they get it wrong when it really counts, eh? What if they drag a name front page in their zeal for clicks and it doesn't quite pan out to be true? What then? A page 18 apology while the poor sap's life is over? Classic.
It would be exciting, though, wouldn't it, to have our own harassment scandal here in New Zealand. I do feel a bit like we're missing out. I just hope they don't come after me. I'm sure I've harassed. Do you harass people, don't you? I know we're supposed to say harassment and not harassment, but you don't harass people. You harass them, don't you? Don't you? Anyway, I hope it's not me. I hope I didn't accidentally harass somebody. Maybe I'm doing it right now by making fun of how you pronounce it. I don't know. Quickly, let's mark the week before I get myself into trouble.
Government's move on EQC this week, 7. About time. Too many out in the cold through government department incompetence. Bill English, 9.
Well, kia ora. Oh, in answer to the gentleman's question, kia ora.
Great valedictory, great career, bright prospects for the future. Never the showman. That's Dipton for you, I suppose, but a pro and probably as good a finance minister as we've seen in the last 20 years. Simon Bridges, 7. A risk.
Simon
I need
Bridges
to be...
should be our leader. He's our guy at this time. Simon Bridges should be our leader.
Third person. I need to be proved wrong here. There were better choices in that race. Now, the line of those telling the government their foreign property ban is wrong, 8. So from the rest home operators to whole regions like Northland, how is it... Did we get an 8? Where's the 8? There it is. How is it they can't see what the rest of us do, for goodness sake? Fletcher Tabatow, 5. Who? Fletcher! Fletcher Tabatow. Yes, bit of a profile issue if he's the next leader after Winston leaves. Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, 8. That's a key signature for the Warriors. And 4 years tells you a lot about loyalty and determination. You know what this is. That is correct. Trump, 7.
I really believe I'd run in there even if I didn't have a weapon.
50% plus in the polls and rising, better than Obama at the same stage of the presidency. If you're a hater, it's getting an increasingly long and futile 3 years, don't you think? Or is that 7 years? IAG offshoring work, 3. When will we learn? Talking to Malaysians in Malaysian over a phone line from 1943 is not good business. Fiat, Germany and Rome killing diesel engines, 3. Result? We all go buy petrol and pollute the planet more. Brilliant. South Africa and the land grabs, 0. They're buggered. Obama coming. 7. Unlike Hillary, he's actually got the job, so he's probably got some good stories to tell. And if he, you know, flicks a pic or two on Insta, might help the tourism. Voting at 16-4. As the co-captain of the good ship Hawksby Hosking involving 4 teenage crew members, let me tell you, it's not a good idea. 1, maybe 2 might be interested at our house, but kids are busy being kids, and that's to be encouraged.
I think we're looking forward to more of Simon Bridges referring to himself in the third person, aren't we? I'm going to have to come up with a name for that segment. It'll probably be called something like Simon Says, as opposed to Simon Says, which is a completely different thing. Now, Mike has noticed the Warriors are about to kick off their season proper.
Here's your headline. Warriors will finish last, NRL pundit. So this guy called Phil Buzz Rothfield, who works for the Daily Telegraph, RAG, doesn't rate the Warriors in 2018. He says this, although I agree with him, to be fair. Kearney has had a wonderful record as an assistant coach, but not a head coach. Fair point. They've picked up Adam Blair, Blake Green, Tohu Harris, Jared Beal. They have experience, but they're not game breakers. I'll reserve judgment, but we will not finish last. Guys are dick.
My feeling is this kind of like the last chance this season for the Warriors? I mean, there's going to be people who are always going to stay loyal to the Warriors, but I think if they really want people to show any more interest in the NRL in New Zealand, the Warriors, they've got to perform this. There's been a lot of mediocre years. It's been a long time between drinks. Now, Mike's a fan of Dyson. He's a fan of cars. But why wouldn't he be a fan of a Dyson car?
Dyson, as in James and my favourite vacuum cleaner, who doesn't love a Dyson, they're seeking an extra 300 engineers to push to build their first electric car by 2020. That's his first mistake. A man who knows about vacuum cleaners doesn't automatically know about cars. I think we've learnt that from Elon Musk. But here's what he said. He's fighting a losing battle. He's trying to tackle Britain's shortage of science and technology skills. And what he's got is what sounds like an awesome system. He takes on board students. They learn by working alongside the company's engineers. They receive a degree from a University of Warwick. They earn a salary, but they don't pay tuition fees. So that's his way of upskilling Brits. But the government, he says, has consistently downgraded the importance of design and technology, and fewer girls are taking design and technology. And it just sort of dovetails in a little bit. Maybe we'll talk about it next week. With this Polytech business you might have seen yesterday, the Polytechs are in desperate trouble in this country because the roles are falling. Got to ask yourself why. So they went to the government yesterday for what they termed an emergency meeting.
Do you know what I want to see from the Dyson electric car?
What?
Well, I mean, apart from the fact that obviously it'll vacuum itself.
Yes.
You know how they've got the fan and you just can't understand how the fan works?
Correct.
Because there's nothing in the middle of it. Yeah. And yet it's blowing this massive... I want that from the car. I want you know, when you see it, you go, how the hell does that work?
Well, we'll wait and see. 2020, you don't have long to wait.
Yeah, not only would it vacuum itself, ideally it would clean itself as well. They have self-cleaning ovens. I don't know why they can't have self-cleaning cars. No, forget about making them electric. Just get them to wash themselves, please. To be honest, the self-cleaning ovens don't really clean themselves, do they? That's a bit of a... No, I can't believe we've let them get away with saying that when it's not really what happens. Getting sidetracked with minor issues, let's talk about the major issue of banning rodeo. Oh no, they haven't.
Might I congratulate the government on their decision yesterday not to ban rodeos? Rodeos are a part of the New Zealand culture, not just uniquely New Zealand, of course, it's part of Australia, America, Canada, all those sort of places as well. And most of us like a rodeo. Most of us do. The animal rights people don't, for fairly obvious reasons, and they're entitled to their view. But having been to a good number of rodeos over the years, there is no need to ban them, and that is what the activists wanted. They wanted a ban, and there is a worry under this current regime that you might have been looking down the track of that particular argument and a ban. The Associate Minister of Agriculture says there will be no ban on rodeos, which is a good thing. And I think it's a classic example of the disconnect between, apart from the zealots who are the animal rights activists, but the disconnect between the city and the country. A lot of people in the city have never dealt with the country much, don't get why you'd want to sit on a bull or ride a horse and lasso a small... They don't understand it, and therefore they don't understand it. Therefore it can't be good, can't be right, needs to be banned, which is not the case at all. And if you're listening from the country, you'll know exactly what I mean.
Can I just clarify, you are a regular rodeo goer?
When I was a kid, they used to... The Church family. The Church family, famous family. They got hundreds of the Church family are rodeo goers. And we used to go out to places like Methven and watch the rodeos. It's fantastic. You get a day in the sun, sit on the embankment, grab a bag of chips and watch the rodeo. It's the best fun ever. It's good times.
It sounds, actually, now that you say that, it sounds a bit like me going to the 2XS Speedway
in
Palmerston North.
Same thing. Recreational pursuit.
Bit of mud in the face.
That's the one.
I can't be the only one who was surprised to hear Mike saying that I think he typed that up a little bit. I think he used to go as a kid, but when was the last time he went? That's what I'm asking. And also, can we get some guidance on the pronunciation? Is it rodeo or is it rodeo? I mean, it's definitely Rodeo Drive in LA, but I still feel like opinions firmly split over whether it's rodeo or rodeo. Anyway. Friday, all the big issues as usual. I am BZB. That was the rewrap. We'll see you back here again with all the big issues again on Monday. Again. See you then again.